His name is Skeeter. Why is he on my screen? Well, we're talking about psychiatric service dogs and what they can do for you. Let me explain. Good morning, everybody. My name is Rob. This is Everyday Heroes. Hope you enjoyed that little doggy photo right there. So what are psychiatric service dogs or service dogs? They're dogs that are specifically trained to help with somebody, either a mental illness, a learning disability, or related. Now, this is different than a regular service animal for physical, but service dogs generally serve the purpose to help their owner overcome a specific disability they might suffer from. Now, I can only talk of, mental difficulties, as that is what I have. So that's what we're talking about specifically, the PSD, psychiatric animals. So the first one is the emotional support dog or support animal. This is one where you don't necessarily need any paperwork, any training. This is just any animal that you probably already have, dog, cat, bird, what have you, that are there as a way for comfort to help you relax during stressful situations. As I mentioned, you don't need any special training. You could if you wanted to, but these are specifically there for just your well-being to make you feel good, basically doing what your fur babies do already, make you happy. However, service animals under the ADA, excuse me guys, the Americans with Disabilities Act, says that they are trained to work specifically for people with disabilities. You have the paperwork, you have the training sessions, you have all of that. And these can be anywhere from physical maladies like vision or mobility issues to psychiatric issues like severe anxiety or just general, even things like OCD, which I also have as well. So why would you want to train said dog for that? Well, as we know, animals generally do make us feel better. And many a times, a service animal will allow you to go out and do more because they're allowed to go to places like on airplanes. They're allowed to go to hotels. They're allowed to go to stuff like that. But even if you're not one who is travel savvy, you can still bring them to locations by you, restaurants, stores, what have you. Some of the other services that they help, other than what we've just mentioned, depression, PTSD, panic attacks, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, agoraphobia, and social phobia, just to name a few. Now, because it is through the ADA, you obviously have to get your paperwork and work together. So you must have to prove that without said service animal, you would not be able to function. Now, we have multiple pets. We have two dogs and a cat. And of course, I live with my wife. And of course, everybody in the household helps me to do my normal activities. However, what I've noticed recently, or possibly, is that if I want to get outside and do more, my dog may be that additional help that could increase my ability to do so. As you know, right now, I do have slight agoraphobia, basically the fear of going outside in public, but mainly it's panic attacks and OCD and anxiety that seem to disrupt most of my day. I'm working with my dog right now to get him prepared and doing things like showing him the movements that I make when I have a panic attack. And he catches on pretty quickly. He's always been very kind of intense on noticing my differences. And when I do come off as something is wrong, he will keep an eye on me. He'll come over to me. He kind of picks up on signals like that. So I like the emotional support animals. I know someone who has a bird. Yeah, that's actually pretty cool. And that's a good thing to bring up because many times people who may not have a dog or a cat, but they'll have another animal, they will train their animal to be either a service animal or an emotional support. So what can your dog do for, let's say, anxiety? As I mentioned just a minute ago, picking up on signs of the attacks. They can distract you from the attacks, whether it's by licking you, whether it's putting their weight on you, I'll talk about that in a second, or just putting their head on your legs, because that's your way to break the attack. They warn others to give you space, or at least warn others around that something might be going on. They can be trained to get your medication if you are on said anxiety medication. As I mentioned, they can give you that sense of safety just being in their presence. And of course, if need be, they can get help if they are unable to fully get the job done. So again, you break it down to two things. You have the physical tasks, that's getting medication, that's picking up items, that's actually being there. And of course, the emotional support. And that's kind of just the general being by your side, being the, you know, fur baby they are already, but in a work setting. So I definitely would say if you can do it, do it. I have worked with him before in the service dog setting, and then I kind of fell off the wagon a little bit due to just personal issues. But going back into it, and luckily the breed he is, he's very smart. He kind of holds on to the things well. He already knows kind of the situation. Dogs have that sense. Dogs know, right? So he already knows kind of what's going on. And what I just have to do now is obviously train him and do all that stuff, which is kind of actually fun because you get to bond, you get to be with your dog, you get to have them do, you get to have them to detach, you get to teach them that you're not just doing this for me, but we get to be together, we get to have fun, we get to kind of like, you know, get through all of this together, right? But in honesty, yeah, it does take a lot of work. You can definitely hop on YouTube and check out multiple people who do this for a living, i.e. train dogs or train their own service dogs. But you can also find information on there as to how to learn how to do so, and also resources of where you go to get your paperwork and get all that stuff done as well. I will do my best to try to give you Skeeter's training as we go. My brain is blah sometimes, so I don't know if I will remember all the time, but anytime I can remember to do so, I will pop on or post up something of his training. But yeah, what do you guys think? If you have a pet or know of somebody with a pet, would you try to train them to be your service animal? If you want just the emotional support, no paperwork needed. It's just basically an animal there that keeps you motivated and keeps you going. If you want to go the service dog route, which I'm trying to do now, yes, there's a little bit more work, but I think in the long run, it's worthwhile. So as mentioned, we are not the training here. But if anybody does want to talk more about it in deep dive, feel free to leave a comment. Thank you to those who commented already and joined us. We appreciate the support. We love how everybody comes back to watch the videos. If you have any, check out the other stuff. And while you're there, go hit that subscribe button on YouTube and Twitch. You'll be notified when we go live next. We have some more fun later today. So until then, guys, stay curious.